Okay, so we were learning the Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Yud. Do you have a Mishnah Berurah in front of you? Sifhei was very important. Where the Shulchan Aruch says you only need to say Tfilah Saderech once a day. We said even if you stop in a particular place, even if you sleep there, but then you continue your onward journey on the same day, you still only make one bracha. That we saw, that if, however, you changed your mind, meaning you were actually planning on staying somewhere overnight, which means as far as you are concerned, you have ended the journey for the day. And then there was a change of plan and you decided now to leave that place and either come home or to travel elsewhere. So then you'd have to make Tfilah Saderech again. Why? Because you were Masiach Das. You took your mind off traveling because as far as you were concerned, there wasn't going to be any traveling for that day. That we saw last time. So let's have a look at Sif Vov, which is where we're up to. Haram Mirotenberg, one of the Gedolei Rishonim, Kshehayoytze Lederech Baboiker, when he used to go travel in the morning, Haya Oimra, he used to say it, what does it mean? Meaning Tfilas Aderech, Achar Yehirotzein, after the Yehirotzein, which Yehirotzein? The Yerotzayin following davening. In other words, this is a very big chiddush. We normally say Tfilas Aderech when? Only when we're actually underway with our journey. And the Maram Rotenberg used to say it in shul immediately after davening. Why did he do that? Kedei lahasmicha. In order to juxtapose it, lebirkas hagoymel chasodim. V'siya brocha hasmucha lechaverto. So which Yerotzin is this talking about then?
In the brochas, yeah?
Right. Not the Yerotzin of Shmoyne Esra. Not the Yerotzin of Shmoyne Esra. We have a principle of a brocha hasmucha lechaverto. A bracha smucha lechaverto means a bracha which is juxtaposed to another. So what's a good example of this? When we say every day after Yishtabach, okay? We say Baruch Hu, we say Kaddish, we're now beginning what's called the Birkas Kriya Shema. So how does that begin? Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Yotzer Oir Uvoirei Choshech. You say all of that long bracha, and how does that finish off? Baruch Ato Hashem, Yotzer Hama'oirois. That's how that bracha finishes. What do you say?
Boreas Hakol.
Sorry?
Boreas Hakol.
That's the first bracha.
Yeah, you said, because you started off, Yotzer Vorechoshef, Hosef Shalom Boreas Hakol.
That's the first bracha.
Yeah.
And then it goes all the way to Baruch Ato Hashem, you have a first bracha and then the last bracha. Now, immediately after that, what do we say?
Ava Rabba.
Ava Rabba. Now, Ava Rabba does not begin with the words Baruch Ato Hashem. Why not? The previous bracha did. The previous bracha began with Baruch Ato Hashem, Ken Melech Olam, Yotzeroi Ruvoi Rechoshech. So why does Ava Rabba not also begin with Baruch Ato Hashem? The answer is because it is a brocha hasmucha, which is close, lechaverto, to its friend. Meaning, because the brocha of Ava Rabba backs up immediately following the previous brocha, it's continuation. It's a continuation, as it were, of the previous brocha. And therefore, it does not need to begin with the words Baruch Atah. because rather it basically rides on the back of the previous bracha. And that way, the bracha of Abba Rabba is now considered as if it does begin with the Baruch Atah. Even though the actual text of the bracha is Abba Rabba, because it follows on immediately from the previous bracha, it is as if it begins with a bracha. Now,
do we stop that by making an amen there? Because we do the same thing by Hamavir Shenei and then into that Yirat, so that's why we don't say a bracha.
That's different.
And by Birchas HaTorah also, by
Rebbe. Yeah, but that's different. That really is literally one bracha. That's literally one bracha. That's why we don't say Omein, because this is really the Hemshech. Abba Rabba is not really the Hemshech. It's a separate bracha. By virtue of the fact that it's juxtaposed to another, therefore it rides on the back of the previous bracha, even though they are essentially unrelated. Whereas in Amav Rishena and Birkas HaTorah, they're not unrelated. They're absolutely related. It's literally one bracha. Therefore, you don't say Omein. Whereas after Yotze HaMo'eros, we certainly do say Omein. Now, with regard to Tfilas HaDerech, we have the same issue. Tfilas HaDerech is a tefillah. That's why it's called Tfilas HaDerech. For whatever reason, it does not begin with the words Baruch Atah Hashem. So if I can juxtapose it to another bracha, and it will back up from the previous bracha, so then it will be upgraded, as it were, by virtue of the fact that it's a bracha smucha lechaverita, it will be considered as if it does begin with a baruch. That's why some people, I don't know if you've ever seen this, if you're ever traveling, some people will take in the car with them, for example, a drink, they'll make a bracha achroina, and then they'll launch straight into Tfilas HaDerech. Are you mechuyev to do that? You're not mechuyev to do that. But what is the maila of doing that? The maila of doing that is, you've just said you're Borei Nefoshes, for example, or Ala Michya, and as soon as you finished it, you said, Baruch Hei Ha'elomim, Yirotzoim L'fonach Hashem, etc., etc., etc. So that brocha becomes now as if it began with a baruch. The Shulchan Aruch is teaching us, the Maram Mirotenberg also wanted to gain that particular advantage of having his Tfilas HaDerech beginning with a baruch. So rather than traveling and only then saying the tefillah, which would mean beginning without a baruch, so he said it following on from the bracha of Hagoymel Chasodim Tovim that we say every morning in davening. He said the whole Yiratzayin, and then he said, Baruch Atah Hashem HaGoymei Lechasodim Tovim Le'amo Yisrael Yiratzayin Lefonecha Hashem Egano. In other words, after all the Birkas HaShachar. So again, look at the words of the Shulchan Aruch. Haram Mirotenberg Kesho Yotzei Lederech Baboiker, he used to say it, Acha Yehiratzayin. Why did he do that? Kedei lahasmicha. What does it mean, lahasmicha, from the word somuch? In order to juxtapose, lebirkas hagoymel chasodim, v'tia brocha hasmucha lechaverta. And that way it would be a brocha hasmucha lechaverta. Says the Mishnah Brura, Sivkotin Chof Zayin. La Derech Baboiker, when he was traveling early morning, Pirish, Keshaha Yo Nochutz. What does Nochutz mean? Nochutz means it was urgent or pressing. Keshaha Yo Nochutz Lepa'omim Leilech La Derech Baboiker Koidei Matfila. When it was very pressing for him to travel for some reason before tefillah. Lechatchilah, essentially, you should not travel before tefillah. But if there was some very pressing issue which meant that he had to travel before tefillah, v'hoya oimer habrochois baderech. He would say his brachos baderech. Which brachos? The brachos of tefillas hashachar, of shachris. Hayom masmich, he would juxtapose atfilas haderech achar yehi rotzoin. So in other words, this Mishnah Brura is telling us a very important point. Don't make the mistake of thinking that the Maram Rotenberg said tefillas haderech whilst he was still in shul, and then only after davening travel. There is no such thing. You cannot say tefillas haderech unless you are on the derech. Says the Mishnah Brura, no, here we're talking about he actually used to travel before davening, such that he would begin his davening whilst traveling. Having said the bracha about goyim chasodim tovim, he would then pick his time. That's when he inserted tefillas haderech. But look what the Mishnah Brura says now. Avol, but certainly, kishu mahalech achar hatfilah. But if you are going traveling after tefillah, ein yochel loimar tefillah saderech koidem hatefillah. There is no such concept whatsoever of saying tefillah saderech before the tefillah, and you haven't even set on the journey yet. Why? The haloi al kol ponim, in every case, osur lo oimro. It is also to say tefillas haderech ad shehichzik baderech, until he is established on his journey, as we're soon going to see in Siv Zayin. So that's why this Sif in Shulchan Aruch is very confusing. When you read the Shulchan Aruch, what does it sound like? It sounds like as if he was doing this in shul, in order to make it a brocha smucha lechaveritah, says Mishnah Brura, absolutely not. That can't be the case. You cannot do tefillas haderech before you're actually on the derech. Says the Mishnah Brura, Chofches hasmucha lechaverto she'eino poisachas b'baruch. Because the bracha of tefillas haderech does not begin with the words baruch, and we would like it to. So therefore it can ride on the back of the previous bracha. Now, v'im hoileich v'emtza hayoyim. This is halacha l'maisa. Rabbi said, this is halacha l'maisa. If you are traveling in the middle of the day, so I don't have the Maram Rotenberg's Eitzah, is Yasmicha Lebrocha Acheres. So at least you should juxtapose it to another Brocha. Kagoin, for example, Sheyoichal or Yishte. You should either eat or drink Ezedovar, Ivorech Brocha Achroino. Oh, yatil mayim, or he should excuse himself. V'yoymar asher yotzar. Then immediately after asher yotzar, he should say tefillas haderech. U'bimkoim she'ein yochoil la'asoyz kol zeh. And what happens if he can't do any of the above? There's no bathroom, or he has no food to eat, so he does not have this option. Kagoyim. She'ein lo al ma'al avorich, he has nothing to make a bracha over. V'gam hu yoshev bo'agola, and he's sitting in the wagon, bein anoshim, with other people, v'einom roitzin lahamtin olov, and nobody wants to wait for him, ad she'yered v'yalem. In other words, what would he like to do? He's on the journey, on the agola, and he realizes he doesn't have any food. So he'd love to tell the wagon driver, you know what, can you please stop at the nearest makolet, and I'll buy something to eat. I'll eat it, I'll say boyer nefoshes, or alamichyo, and then I'll say tefillas haderech. But he can't do that. Why not? Because there's other passengers on the agol, and they don't want to wait. So basically, he's completely stuck. Says the Mishnah Brura, don't worry. Afal pikein. Mutter loimar tfilas haderech. The kamo rishonim, many rishonim hold the tfilas haderech ein sricha shetia smucha lechaverita. Because many rishonim hold that actually tfilas haderech does not need to be smucha lechaverita, ayin betor or beis yosef. So therefore, halacha lemaaseh, Rabbi Yisrael, we have to know this halacha. very, very often, this type of case is completely avoidable. If you know you're traveling out of town to the airport, to Yerushalayim, up north, wherever it may be, take some food in the car, and at the appropriate point, which we're going to learn now coming up, what is the appropriate point, you have your food, you make your bracha, and when you've finished, you make your bracha achrayna, and then you say immediately Tfilas HaDerech. Or the other eitzim, you go to the bathroom, you say Asher Yotzar, and then Tfilas HaDerech. In the event that that's not possible, right, you're on your way to Yerushalayim, and that there's no bathroom available, you don't have any food with you, says the Mishnah Berurah, no problem, you can say Tfilas HaDerech.
What about the case of you're starting on your journey? So in other words, you go to the bathroom before you leave, and you hold off and sing your Asher Yotzer until you get in the car in a certain distance.
Yeah,
does that work?
It can do that, but it's not advisable. Lechem Tchila, you should say Asher Yotzer straight away afterwards.
Okay.
Let's go back now. The rest of Mishnah Berurah on this particular Sif Katan is not so relevant. Look now in the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Zayin. I'd like to learn one more Sif. As we mentioned, this is so Negeh Halach Lamaisa. I think this is worth learning. Yerav Nachum.
So you're not supposed to make a bracha stam to make a bracha. Meaning if I know I'm going to keep drinking water, I don't make a shah, a brain of fashos, and then another bracha.
Right.
So in a matzav like this, where I have water, I'm probably going to drink more. Is the shahako and drinking and then say to us a derech, or is it okay to make a brain of fashos there?
Yeah. Although I don't think the bracha, the shahako is not going to help you though. Because the shahakol is not being immediately followed by the tefillah saderech, because you've got to interrupt with the drinking. That's why, if you look carefully in the Mishnah Berurah says, "Vivarech bracha achreina." Why did he speak about bracha achreina? Because then you can really back it up with the tefillah saderech. It's got to be immediately after. So bracha rishon is not going to help you.
So I know I'm going to drink more water.
So is it? You don't have an eitzah. So therefore, that eitzah will work. You have to have a cookie and say ala michyo, and don't eat anymore. And again, if I don't have, and I'm planning on drinking, then finish. You're going to say tefillah sederach now, in malasot. Okay, let's have a look at Sif Zayin. Very, very important Sif. Oimer oiso achar shehechzik baderech. You only say it after you're established on the journey. On the journey. Now, what does that mean, on the journey? So this is the famous halacha. I think we all know this. You don't say tefillas haderech as long as you are still in town. Now, let's just remind ourselves, we shouldn't make a mistake. Let's just remind ourselves of the Gemara that we learned. If you remember, the Gemara said Vakamo, and the Gemara said Paraso. Now, do you remember we saw a Machloikas Rishonim? What does that mean, the Paraso? Rashi says it's not talking about the length of your journey in total. It's talking about at which point in the journey do you say Tfilas HaDerech. And Rashi said, when do you say it? Until a parasa. Meaning, from the moment you have left town until a parasa's worth. But if you remember, Rashi quoted in the name of the Bahag. The Bahag says, no, it's not talking about when you say it. It's talking about what type of journey requires Tfilas HaDerech. And the answer is only that type of journey, which is traveling a parasol. Meaning if you're leaving town, but you're traveling half a parasol, then you wouldn't say Tfilas HaDerech at all. So according to the Bahag, if you're traveling a lengthy journey of 20 parasol, until which point can you say Tfilas HaDerech? The answer is the whole journey. It's only Rashi who says that it's got to be the first parasol. So the big machlokes rishonim. Now, having said that, let's have a look in the Shulchan Aruch. Do we paskan like Rashi, or do we paskan like the Bahag? Says the Shulchan Aruch again. Oimer oiso achashehich zigbaderech. You say tefillas aderech only once you're established on the journey, meaning as long as you're still in town, you don't yet say it. Ve'ein lo'oimro, and you should not say it, elo im kein yeshloi leilech parso. You should only say it if you're traveling a parasol altogether. Whose opinion is that? That is the Bahag. It's not Rashi. Aval poches mi parasol. If it's less than a parasol, loy yachtoim baboruch. You should not finish with a boruch. Why not?
If you haven't gone far enough.
Because what?
You haven't gone far enough.
But pochas in parasol, I mean, I'm only actually traveling altogether half a parasol. So he's not telling you not to say tefillas aderech. He says you should, but don't say boruch. The answer is because if you're only traveling less than a parasol, then that's the machlekas, Rashi, and the Bahag. According to the Bahag, there is no chiyuv tefillas aderech. According to Rashi, there is. If we make a compromise, say it, but don't say the Shem Hashem. V'lachatchila yoimar oiso b'parso rishoino. Who's that? They write in brackets. Rashi. That's the Ramah quoting Rashi, quite right. That's the Rashi that we saw. They should say within the first parso. V'im shochach mila omra. But what happens if you forgot to say it? Yoimar oiso kolzman shehu baderech. You can say the whole journey. So whose opinion is this? It seems to be the Shulchan Aruch is essentially paskening like the Bahag. We're choishesh for Rashi. And that's why I said, lachatchila, you should say it in the Paras HaRishayinu. Lachatchila. But if you forgot, he didn't say, well, if you forgot, then it's game over, because Rashi doesn't allow you to say it anymore. No, we don't pask like Rashi. You can say it the whole journey, ubilvad, providing as long as I haven't yet arrived within a parasol of the city that I'm planning to stay in. So again, you're traveling from Beit Shemesh to Netanya, hour and a half away. Lechatchila in the first parasol, essentially the whole journey. But once you get within a parasol of Netanya, then it's too late. So if you suddenly, you're almost there, and you realize, Ey, gewalt, we've forgotten to say Tzulas Aderech, what do you do? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Umisham Veheilech, Yoimar Oiso Eloi Brocha. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Chof Tes, what does it mean, Shehichzik Baderech? Ritzoin Eloimar, Sheloi Yoimreno, do not say it, Kishadayim Hu Betoichoir. Do not say Tzulas Aderech as long as he's still in the city, Shedarba, that he lives in and he left his journey in the first place. Af Shemeichin Atzmoy Lotzeis Loderech. Even if he's preparing and he's getting ready, doesn't matter. As long as you are in the city, you do not yet say Tzulas Aderech.
So the first parsha starts when you're at the city limits?
Okay, we're going to carry on. The Ibura shel ir. What does the Ibura shel ir mean?
Suburbs.
Sorry?
The outskirts.
Right. Ibura is like from the Lashon Isham Mu'uberes. Pregnant. In other words, it protrudes. Like an Isham Mu'uberes. Every city has what's called the outskirts. What is that? Dainu Shivim Amo. 70 Amos, which is not very much, whatever, 35 meters. Yoser, Umat Yoser, Somoch Leir, La'achar Shekvar Kolu Kol Habatim, after all the houses is finished, Hare Hu Ketoichoir, that is as if you are still in the city. In other words, what's the definition of a city? So you clearly see from the Mishnah Berurah until where the houses go. Where the last house ends, that's the end of the city, but not quite. Because then you get to what's called the Ibura Shel'ir, the protrusion of the city. There's another 70 amos, or a little bit more actually. That's still considered as if it's in the city. Therefore, don't say Tfilas HaDerech. I think this is a fairly well-known halacha. By the way, if you're traveling, for example, from Bet Shemesh to Yerushalayim, again, those who say Tfilas HaDerech, the time to say it is exactly when you go off the 38 and you slip onto the Kvish Echad, to Route 1. Until that point, they're pretty much houses and stores all the way.
Does that mean that if you say it before that period of time, then basically it's a bracha levatala?
Oh, so essentially it should be. You're asking a very good question, because carry on. Because v'hataz matir afilu b'toi cha'ir. The Taz opinion is that you're allowed to say tefillas haderech even while still in the city. Why? Because misho shegomar beliboy, from that moment where you've decided in your heart, v'heichin atzmoi lot says, and you've started preparing to go. But ha'elyi rabba v'haprima godim, Vashar Achronim Cholkim, they all disagree, Vehiskimu, and they all agree, Velechatchila, Yesh Li Zohir Shalei Lases Kain, don't do so. Behi Avram is your question. Avol Bedi Eved, Yesh Lismoich Al Dvarov. Bedi Eved, according to the first opinion, Bedi Eved, you said a bracha levatala. But we always have the Taz to rely on. So if we definitely don't paskin like the Taz, Lechatchila, you should not say Tfilas HaDerech whilst you're still in the city. This is a very important halacha to remember, Moirav Rabbi say. If ever you say Tfilas HaDerech and then you suddenly realize, oh no, I think I said it too early, B'dievad, you're okay. B'dievad, you're okay. Why? Because you've always got the opinion of the Taz to rely on.
Rav, the issue of saying it until you get off of the 38 onto the 1, I understand that, but I'm a little confused by that, because truly you've left Beit Shemesh long ago. You've passed many Moshavim, etc., etc. If one says that, then when you're in a community like Tel Aviv, where you go from Tel Aviv to Herzliya, I mean, you go from one city to city to city to city, at what point do you say Tfilas HaDerech?
Yeah, it's a good question. If there are stores or houses or moshavim all the way, then either you've never left the first city or you're within the parasa of the next city.
Right, that's my question.
I don't know what they would do then.
Okay, all right.
Okay, let's clock out and then we'll rejoin. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah. Let's now go to the next Mishnah Berurah. Lamed. V'ein la'oimra. Do not say it unless you're traveling a parasa. Why? Shepochais mi parasa, says the Mishnah Berurah, and Sivkot Lamed. Less than a parasa, b'korev le'ir. If you are traveling less than a parasa within the city, einoi mokoim sakona min hastam. Then basically, under ordinary circumstances, that's not considered a sakana at all. Unless that place happens to be well known as a terrible sakana, even if it's less than a parasa out of the ear, well then, it'll be different. V'ein chiluk, very important, says the Mishnah Berurah, there is no difference. Bein hoileich bisfino. There is no difference whether you travel by boat, lahoylech biyabosha, or traveling on dry land. In other words, you might possibly have thought that if you travel by boat, that maybe these halachas should be different. Maybe they're different. Who says a parasa is the same rules apply. Says the Mishnah Brura, there's no difference whatsoever. If you're traveling, you're sailing, you're setting sail by boat, then again, you only say Tfilas HaDerech if you're traveling a parasol. Says the Mishnah Brura, Ulafi Zeh, according to this, Gam Hanoiseya, also somebody who would travel Al Mesilas HaBarzel. Anybody know what that means, Mesilas HaBarzel? On the railway, the train. Mesila is a track, Barzel is metal. If anybody travels by train, Yeshloi Levorich Tfilas HaDerech, Afilu Ibn Isaya Rak Parasol. Even if you're only traveling a parasol, again, parasol means parasol out of the town. Well, if he's there, Yeshli Zoe Lechatchila Takef Kishemaschil in Soya Levorich Birkas Tfilas HaDerech. Therefore, you've got to be careful. Because as we said before, Kamoisha Kosovar Amor Basamuch, the Lachatchila Yahadir Toich Parsa Rishaino. Because Lachatchila, the Ramal says, we try to get Rashi that you should say within the first Parsa. So if you're only traveling a Parsa, you haven't got much time. You've really got to get on with it. Ubidyeved Yevorech Aglabasoif. But Lamaisa B'dyeved, as we said before, you can still say it afterwards. We don't really paskin mi'ikra din like Rashi. Kol zman sheyesh lo yadayin paraso achas liso al hamasilo. As long as I've still got at least one more paraso to travel by train. So if you're traveling 20 paraso, lechatchilo in the first paraso. B'dyeved, all the way up to 19 and including 19 parasos. But that last paraso, you're about to enter the next city, you're ready, Lechatchila should not be saying it then. How much is a parasol? Says the Mishabura Lamed Aleph, Ushmoines Alofim Amo, 8,000 Amos. The mil U Alpaim Amo, U Parasol U Arba Milim. Now, let's make a cheshbon over here. I think we said it wrong last time. A mil, which should not be translated as a mile, it's not. A mil is 2,000 amas, which is about 1,000 meters a kilometer. A parasol is 4 milin, which is 4 kilometers. Approximately 4 kilometers. Which doesn't give you much time, by the way. Means if you're traveling by car and you're traveling, let's say, 60 kilometers an hour, so basically you have about 4 minutes in which you should say Tfilas HaDerech Lechatchila. But Yeved, you could say it afterwards as well. Avol Pochay, says the Mishnah Brura. But if you're traveling less than that, then don't say it with a Baruch. But Pneizeh, Kesheechot Bo Min HaDerech B'teich Paraso Mineg Oilom Shaloi Litin Lei Shaloi. Okay, that's a different thing. Yeah, that's also a different thing. Okay, so we'll hold it over here.
There's a comment in the Dirshu version of the Mishnah Brura here to answer Moshe Zelig's question.
Yeah.
And it basically says that the Rav Shlomo Zalman basically says that if you're traveling between Tel Aviv and Yerushalayim, you don't do it. Because every couple of kilometers or something else, whether it's a yishuv or it's a city or something like that, so you shouldn't say Tfilas HaDerech.
It does seem to be the divided opinion. If I'm not mistaken, I definitely know, I've been with Rav Kornfeld a few times, and he has said Tfilas HaDerech with the Shem Hashem, but if I'm not mistaken, he's changed his mind on that, because he didn't used to. But there is divided opinion. I personally once asked my Rebbe, Rav Shlomo Zalman Ullman, and he said that you should. But there is divided opinion, and now you're telling me that Rav Shlomo Zalman Oyebach says you shouldn't, because it could be that you're never really actually considered to be out of the city. Because every so often there's a store, and there's a moshav, and there's a shop, and there's a house, and there's basically before you're out, you're in already, in the next city. Right, okay, so we'll leave the Mishnah Berurah here, let's go back into the Gemara. So these are important halachas.
Are we finished talking about the halachas of Tefillah Sederach?
Yes.
Okay, so I still have my question from the other day.
Yep.
In terms of the changing days. You start your trip here before Shkia on Wednesday. You get to Chicago Thursday. You get to New York Thursday morning, and then you have to take a plane to Chicago. So you're actually in a different day.
I will double check. If I'm not mistaken, you have to make a new bracha of Tefillah Sederach because it's a new day.
Okay, but if I left here after Shkia, I left here 11 o'clock at night, still considered the same day.
Yes, I want to double check that. And okay. The follow-up question would also be, what happens if you're taking one lengthy flight and it's now the next day, but you're still sitting on the same place? You're flying to Australia, 20-hour flight. You left at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So now 15 hours into the flight, whatever, it's now 10 o'clock in the morning. Still on the same plane, still sitting on the same seat.
Would you make Tuesdays in advance?
I never thought about that.
These trailers, I bring it, I'll double check.
Okay.
We'll be in touch.
This
probably.
Is
okay.
Very relevant. Okay.
Yep. Mr. Hashem, we should be able to fly soon.
Oh, man.
Hey.
What's happened? Been following? What's doing? The numbers are still going up?
Yes.
Dramatically.
Spiraling out of control.
Really?
Everywhere.
Yeah, somebody told me that there's at least 35 new cases in Beit Shemesh alone. Yeah, it was over 1,000 last 24 hours.
Okay, back into the Gemara. Hoya Roichev al Hachamoir. You have the Gemara? 20 lines from the top, middle of the line. Hoya Roichev al Hachamoir. Says the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Hoya Roichev al Hachamoir vehigia zman tefillah. Somebody was riding on his donkey. And the time of tefillah arrived. If he has somebody who could look after, yoichaz literally means to hold. If he has somebody who could hold his donkey, so yeireid lamato, he should descend, v'yispalel, and he should daven. Remember we said, when it comes to tefillah sederach, and also the tefillah katsara, then you can say it even whilst traveling. But havineinu and a proper tefillah have got to be said l'chatchila, motionless, standing. So therefore, ideally, you should be getting off the donkey and then davening. The problem is you've got nobody to hold your donkey. What's going to happen? You're going to get off and maybe it'll run away. Which means that the whole davening, you won't be able to concentrate properly because you can be concerned. You're going to lose your donkey. So if you're traveling with somebody else and that other person can hold the donkey, then that's the best. You'll get off, you'll daven, and you can be calmed because your donkey will be taken good care of. Ve'im lav, and what happens if you cannot find anybody to look after your donkey? Then yeshev b'mekoymoy v'yispalel. So then he should sit in his place, v'yispalel, and he should daven there. Very important halacha. And this is, like I mentioned before, I think we said this on Tuesday, the famous halacha. You're on the flight, and it's totally impractical for you to stand up, and you know full well that if you stand up, it'll be impossible to daven with any type of concentration. People will be bumping into you, and people will be passing you, and then you'll be asked to move. So therefore, far better is daven in your seat, put your feet together, and that's the way you daven. Rabbi Omer, no, bein kach ubein kach yeshev bimkoimoy v'yispalel. Rabbi says, I disagree. I think in either case, what does bein kach ubein kach mean? Either this or that. It makes no difference. Even if you can find somebody to hold a donkey, nonetheless, what do you do? You just stay put. Why? Lefi she'ein daitoi miyusheves olov. Because you will not have Yishuv Hadas. Why would he not have Yishuv Hadas? So look at Rashi. She'ein daitoi miyusheves olov. She'koshe olov. Because it's very difficult for him. Ikuv Haderech. What does ikuv mean? The waiting on the journey. Meaning, he's obviously traveling from place to place. It's very important for him to get to his destination. If he gets off the donkey and now davens for 20 minutes, what's he going to be doing? He's going to be extremely nervous and very, very put off by the fact that his journey has been delayed. And he will not have Yishuv Hadas. Rabbi said this is such an important halacha. In fact, look how the Gemara concludes. Omar Rava v'itemer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, halacha k'rebi. Look immediately at the top, that Tosis number 3. Halacha k'rebi, sheloi yeireid lemata. Va'afilu sheloi b'mokim sakana. Not because it's dangerous to stand there. Nothing to do with it. Va'afilu b'mahalech mispalel. Even whilst he's traveling, he can daven ve'ein tzorech la'achzir ponov k'neged Yerushalayim. We'll see about this soon, whether you have to face Yerushalayim. Now, this is such an important halacha. You know why it's such an important halacha? Because you see that the bottom line on davening is you have to be calm. And you have to have your wits about you. Yishuv Hadas. We spoke about this so much in the Vadim of Tfilah. If you come late to davening, if you have 50 things that you're preoccupied with, if your phone is not switched off, etc., 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 you can't daven with Yishuv Hadas. And if you can't daven with Yishuv Hadas, there's not much point davening. Says Rebbe, therefore, even if you can get somebody to hold on to your donkey, it's still worthwhile sitting on your donkey and davening there. Why? Otherwise, you're going to get off, and you're going to be looking at your clock the whole time. Hey, Gevald, my journey's being delayed. It's not worth it. You lose more than you gain. This is halacha lemaisa. If you still have your Shulchan Aruch in front of you, have a look at Siman Tzadi Dalet. You have your Mishnah Berurah? Tzadi Dalet, 94. There are other halachas, again, I think we're going to learn quite a lot of these because this is mamish negeh what we're learning. Have a look at Sif Dalet. You have the Shulchan Aruch, Tzadi Dalet, Sif Dalet. The first words of the Shulchan Aruch is, Hoya Reichev Al HaChamoyim. If you are riding on your donkey, Ein tzorich leireid ole hispalel. You do not need to get off to daven. Afilu im yeshloi mi shetoifes chamoiroi. Even if you have somebody to grab on, hold on to your donkey. Where is that coming from?
Right,
that's our Gemara. We pask like Rebbe. Ela mispalel derech hiluchoi. Rather, you should daven whilst traveling. Look at Mishnah Berurah, Sifkaton Yud Gimel, a word-for-word quote from Rashi, Mipnei, Shekoshe Olov, it will be very difficult for him, Ikuv Haderech, the delay to the journey, Ve'ein Daitoi Miyusheves Olov, and his Das will not be Miyushev, Al Yedei Zeh, through that. The Shulchan Aruch continues, if you are on a boat or in a wagon, if you can stand, very, very important. Now look how the Shulchan Aruch continues. He says, "Oy, if you were walking by foot, Mispalel derech hiluchoy. Again, you daven as you're walking. Afim ein ponov keneged Yerushalayim. Afilu shloim mokim sakona. Do you know why? Ki im yamoid v'yispalel. Because if you will stop to daven, yikshe v'heinov, it will be very hard in his eyes. Ichur darkoi, the delay to his journey. V'yitored liboy. Those key words, he will have tirdus. What does torod mean? He'll be completely preoccupied. V'loy yuchal lechavein. And he will not be able to be mechavein. Says the Shulchan Aruch in conclusion, v'hakoil lefi haderech, or lefi hamokoim, or lefi yirosoi, v'yishuv daite, which means this is totally subjective. It depends at the end of the day on the journey, on the place, how scared he is, what about his yishuv hadas. In other words, if he quite frankly tells you, no, I don't mind at all, I'm not in a rush, and I'm more than happy to stop my journey for a bit and daven, then wonderful. I won't be afraid, I won't be preoccupied. It's totally subjective. That's what it means. Lefi ha-mokoim, lefi yirosoi, it all depends on him. Okay, let's hold it over here. You'll see much of the Gemara that we're going to learn now is really related to this Siman Tzadi Dalet in Shulchan Aruch. Again, very, very nigea halacha lemaisa. But the key, I think we've said this so many times, if you want to learn the correct hashkofis behind any matter, the best is to learn the halacha. Because the halacha always reflects the hashkofa. You see in this halacha how important it is to have yishuv hadas and not be torahed to davening. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Be'ezus Hashem will continue on Sunday for those interested. Parashat Shir tonight, all being well, 8:30.
Okay.
All the best.
Have a wonderful day,
you,
everyone.
Well, oh, he's gone.
Yeah.
He's gone. What happened to Geller?
I don't know. He never came back on.
Okay. All right. I might as well get out and go away again, because this one's on time.